Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, hour number three. I have a feeling this is going to be a regular spot for you, Pastor Butch. I think your show starts at 6 o'clock, if I remember, Monday to Friday.
6 o'clock Pacific time, yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, yes.
Oh, a little later. Oh, I thought it was even earlier. Okay,
9 o'clock Eastern.
So we still have time. So we've even had an extra hour beyond this, we could do it. Anyway, I'm just kidding. We could do video podcasting after that. I want you to go wild on what Trump has been doing lately. I am so disgusted with his current statements and shocked and amazed. I mean, my wife is very intuitive. She can hear someone's voice and hear three syllables and tell you what that person's like, what their soul's like, whether they're right or wrong. And when she heard Trump's voice 2 years ago, she said, I'm not for this guy. She wasn't for Hillary, because I call her the Hilda Beast, but she wasn't for Trump. Now, Trump, I call him Trump Pinocchio. I know he's not a Christian. I know the guys that focus on the family, I was their doctor for several years. But I can tell you, I don't see the three signs of a Christian, of the man. I don't see a sign he's repentant of a sin and using that repentance to save other people from a separation from the Creator God. I do see him doing some good things. He's the best businessman we ever had in the White House, probably 200 years. He's doing Make America Strong Again financially. He's actually rebuilding our military, which the idiot and the non-citizen, non-American, the abominator, the Obama creep, who actually destroyed our military. But he's got bad advisors. A lot of these bad advisors have got the Pope on speed dial because they're Jesuit-trained, including his Vice President Pence. And the Vatican is an evil influence. People have to understand there's a lot of very deceived Christians. You know, the God's pronounced throughout the Bible that my judgment starts not on the nation state, but in the house of the Lord first, before he brings it on the nation.
That's right.
And I believe that our Christian ministries are in dire straits right now. I believe that they are so far gone, the great apostasy is not coming. It's upon us already, isn't it?
It is.
So I want you to go a little wild on the statements that Trump's made lately. And I'm sure you have, just like Tucker Carlson, a lot of skepticism about the so-called Bashar al-Assad killing these people. I want you to go wild first, and then I'm going to have a chance to go at Mr. Trump. And Mr. Trump, you're either going to listen to us today on air, or you're going to listen to Pastor Butch Podme and many other Christians who know otherwise at the judgment seat of Christ when you're not the president. You're going to listen one way or the other, but you're damn well going to listen. So Pastor Butch, go crazy on him.
Well, you know, I covered this Wednesday night on my broadcast that airs every night, 9 o'clock Eastern. And I covered some of this. By the way, it is prophesied, Dr. Beal. We know that Damascus must be destroyed. That's prophesied in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. It has to happen. So Trump is fulfilling prophecy in a lot of different ways, whether he knows it or not. But that's not the point right now. The point is absolutely the absurdity of thinking that Assad was going to attack his own people. Trump just got through saying 3 days before that He was going to pull the Americans out of Syria and get their forces out of there and leave those people be. We've really done a lot of damage to Syria. And Assad wants us out of there. So for him personally to say, okay, now Trump's leaving, let's kill some of our own people, is absolutely absurd. I don't know who's behind it exactly. I'm just speculating.
I know it's called the White Hats. You ever heard of White Hats?
Oh, I have heard of the White Hats. I have. You know,
I'll get into it later. But I'm going to get more. It's not speculation. I have. You know, I also have not only I have three sources of information. I'll let you continue your rant. I have natural. Okay. I have classified sources because I have above top secret clearances, higher than the president. And I have still contacts in the Pentagon, CENTCOM, etc. And the third is I have supernatural. God's given me what's called remote sight, just like the ancient prophets. So I'm going to tell you, Assad did not do this.
No,
Russia is pulling back their ships because they know if there's a shooting war, some of our Navy ships are going to fire these Tomahawk missiles that are going down to J.V.'s Dome's locker. And a lot of our Navy people, a lot of our military-based people are going to die. If this idiot Trump proceeds with those... And by the way, Mattis, who's a hard general and has some guts but also some common sense, thank God Mattis is there to say yesterday, no, we don't have proof yet. And I'm sure the media who are having conniptions because the left... And the Democrats, which I find bizarre, they're warmongering maniacs thinking this is a good idea. Sure, you want him to be getting the briar patch of starting a war in Syria because it'll end Trump's presidency, won't it?
Well, it could end a lot of people's lives, period. Maybe millions. Who knows what it could escalate into. But I have a hard time believing that Trump would be stupid enough to believe that Assad did that. I don't care... I can't believe the man can be that ignorant.
I'll tell you what it is. Not ignorance. I'll tell you what it is. He's got the storm of Stormy Daniels and Cohen, his lawyer, who probably, by the way, had this sexual relationship with this girl, not Trump. Because Trump, if he would have admitted that he had a relationship with someone, Stormy Daniels, it was probably Trump's lawyer who paid her off. With God knows where he got the funds. Okay? He took out some kind of second mortgage. Trump is not a good guy. Okay? He's a lover of women. He's had three marriages. But this is not grounds to remove a president. What I think that this guy Mueller, what he should have been doing, is fire Sessions, who is an idiot, replace him with an attorney general who's not recruited, close down and narrow the scope. Don't fire Mueller. Narrow the scope of his investigation so he can just close it and start an independent counsel to go after all the things from Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, etc., which will, by the way, put in leg irons Mueller and Rosenstein, who started the first FISA warrant. And that's why that first two-page document that was received by the Congress today, this is the beginning of the end of Mueller and Rosenstein. They're done tickets, aren't they?
No, I'm sure they are. And it's got to come to head sooner or later. This has been going on ever since being in office. But again, for him to tweet what he tweeted yesterday and more or less told the Russians that, you know, we're coming, get ready, we're going to get you at night or noon, and we're going to do it smart bombs, and we're going to do it smartly. It makes no difference.
And he also telegraphed something he'd already said before he'd never do. Your enemy you're going to do it before you even do it. Are you kidding? Trump, this is one of your main edicts. Don't tell your enemy what you're going to do beforehand. In fact, he criticized Obama for doing the same damn thing, and then he's telling it.
Well, you know, Russia and Syria both kind of held their peace, so to speak, last time Iraq and Syria, one of the airports there. And then that may have been pre-planned with them or Syria themselves to say, well, you hit us here, just don't hurt us too bad. I don't know. But the issue of it is that they've course more or less cooled themselves during that attack. Nothing more or less was done about that. But I'm convinced, because Russia's telling the people to prepare for World War III, if we do this again, you're right, the ships in the Mediterranean are going to be sunk.
And well, all those Russian ships are now pulled away from Latakia.
See, yeah.
I'm going to give a little bit of a spiel here first, okay? And I want you to get back into it.
Okay.
My grandfather, when he came to North America over 100 years ago, was listed on the ship as Syrian. My great-great-grandmother, her father owned the largest caravan. His name was Abasha, his family name. There's a Christian Lebanese, okay, a Lebanese-Syrian. He traveled from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year, and my great-great-grandmother walked to China twice a year beside the camels. So they're tough people, okay?
Yeah.
The toughest people on earth are Russians and Syrians. There's nobody tougher, okay? Now, I want you to know this, that the Syrian Christians are protected by Bashar al-Assad because his religion, which is a chimeric form of Christianity and Islam, protects the Jews, the Syrian Christians, and the Sunni and the Shiite. They all can sit at the table. That's the nature of their religion, and that's why the Assad family has been able to keep peace in Syria, and it's the only nation that actually has a government structure that actually works. But we have in our PNAC documents an intention to remove him. Now, they've been drilling what's called the Genie drill site in up in the Golan Heights, with a list of corporations. And I don't know if you've read this document. Did you read about the Genie Corporation, what they're up to?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. This is a list of, Sarah, there's Goldman Sachs, Israel, and the ISIS connection. I got the actual article here. If you actually list them as Dick Cheney, Rothschild, and Fox News as Murdoch are actually the runners of this drill in Syria that's drilling through the area near the Levant field in Cyprus all the way through to the Dead Sea. They're drilling up there illegally in territory that's illegally held by Israel after one of the previous wars that's not Israeli territory, and they still agree to that. They just removed it militarily so the Hezbollah couldn't shoot down into the valley. Okay, the fact is that this is parallel with the fact that the pipeline they're building south of Syria and north of Syria and Turkey already has a pipe on the ground to go right by their main industrial city, which is not Damascus. I'm trying to think. I'll tell you later. But there's a main city with millions of people in it in northern Syria. That's the biggest industrial city in Syria. And they actually have the pipeline already built in Turkey and south of it to basically dismantle Syria and hand it over to little fragments to the powers that be so they can put a pipeline across it and drill oil. That's what's going on. And the alliance of Saudi Arabia, America, and they try to bring together Britain and France. The British aren't buying it. Theresa May is saying, no, I don't think we're too certain on this, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Got some common sense.
Back in a moment. With an article here, which, by the way, I get updated every day from Trends Alert, and the latest title has been changed a little bit by today. Today is the 12th. This is just from yesterday. It says, Trends Alert, the Trump war, in quotes, this is from Gerald Celente, will crash the markets. This moron, Trump, shouldn't have even telegraphed that he's going to do something. If you're going to do it, talk to your generals and do it quietly, but you have to have a second, third, and fourth move after you do it. In other words, what's his second move after, say, he hits the military bases?
Sure.
And I'm just thinking of it militarily, because I'm a strategic person, right?
Yep.
If you look at what he's going to do, and he's already telegraphed to the Assad regime, hey, I'm coming, I'm going to destroy all your jets, you'd move your jets to the Russian base, which is in Syria. Now, they've already telegraphed to the Russians, we're not going to go near your base. We're not going to touch you, we're not even going to give you bad air. Okay? So if you're Bashar al-Assad, you move all your assets, all your 40 wherever jets. By the way, none of the Assad's jets were destroyed by our so-called last attack. What it is, they made some big holes in a runway. Most of our missiles were knocked out by an S-300 system. The S-400 system is so good that you couldn't get a missile through a mail slot into the area. It's not going to happen. And the one that they have around Moscow and other major cities like St. Petersburg is the S-500. There's no freaking way we can get a missile to strike those cities covered by their missile defense system. And the idea that we have a missile defense for our Navy, when you have hypersonic cruise missiles coming in and advanced EMP weapons, you know, they flew over, what was the name of that ship they flew about 3 years ago? They actually knocked out the electronics for the aircraft carrier, flew over it literally within wingspan, and then kind of waggle their wings and say, have a nice day, Amerikanskis.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, damn it, you know, we don't get it yet, do we?
No, we don't.
And Obama has already deconstructed the military, so only 5 out of 58 divisions are even ready for battle. Our guys aren't getting enough airtime, so we're crashing helicopters and flight aircraft. Last 2 weeks, we lost about 8 or 9 pilots. And we don't get it. We don't have a military anymore. We never did have a military defense, air defense system against missiles. I sent a system that I, with my great experience, actually told them how to make a laser net interferometry system, because I'm extremely familiar with everything we have. And it's crap. In fact, I asked the director of missile defense back in 1995, that's 23 years ago, I said, what you have created here is a financial black hole. I said, how much money and how long before you actually have a full military defense that will block all missiles? Hundreds of them coming in from, say, China or Russia. He said, 2045 and $76 trillion. I said, oh, my God. So you let the politicians try to pretend to the president that we have any missile defense against the U.S. city. All you need to do is actually move a fishing boat 100 miles off the coast or 200 miles off and fire up a small kiloton EMP weapon. And you don't need to worry about nuking the cities. Just let the people eat each other after they can't get gasoline or food, and they'll literally eat each other until there's only a tiny fraction of the population left, let alone nuking them. If you want to keep the real estate, don't nuke the buggers. Just go and hit them with an EMP weapon, or even just hack into their power grid, which Russia and China is doing regularly. And we aren't protecting ourselves. We have morons like Obama and even George Bush Jr. did nothing to protect us. And the previous president, Bill Clinton, he was having too much fun giving supercomputers to the communist Chinese and doing all kinds of things to make sure we gave nuclear targeting technology through Lockheed Martin and Sputnik in the British stock market. And they're really happy guys. They give me lots of money to their Clinton Foundation, even speaking tours. That's what Clinton's all about. This guy is an egomaniac, sexual pervert, satanically indwelt monster, and his wife is the highest level female witch and warlock in the Western world. That's why she's not wearing an orange jumpsuit or inside a prison camp where she doesn't get daytime or see the light of day except through her window. That's why she's on speaking tour to disrespect Americans. So Trump better get with it. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at Trump as last year I prayed and said, God, tell me who the Antichrist is, because I know, and I said this back in 1999, that's 19 years ago, I said, when I traveled into 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, I said that the last president of the United States is the beast. And the mark of the beast comes from primary note is that Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, I've been inside the quantum computer array underground, and I know everything, not some of it, not my little conjectures. Oh, that's your theory, Deagle. No, it's not a damn theory. My experience and my ugly experience is not open to your damned opinion. The fact is, the last president of the United States is the beast. And I said last year, I said, God, who's the last one? And God said, don't ask me because I'll tell you, Deagle. Whoa! Here I'm praying and I'm asking God, and he says, don't ask me because I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, Trump is starting to stack up a lot of points against him. He can either become a great Christian leader, like I call, you know, King Trump, Herod Agrippa, or he can behead Syria like John the Baptist, and Christians, if they have any sense, will realize they're not going to get raptured out of here when World War III starts. They're not going to get out easy. And when the world economy crashes, it'll be Trump that'll actually create it. Trump is actually on the pathway to be a great Christian leader and become, I call Trump Pinocchio, turn into a real-life Christian president, or to become a devil. He's on that pathway right now, like King Herod Agrippa, that could have become a follower of John the Baptist, or he could behead him so Jesus wouldn't even talk to him when he was brought before him from Pilate. That's how bad things are, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. It truly is. And if you can't see it happening, there's something wrong with your
Well, the Christians can't, because the Christians are like, They're watching the dance of Herodias before Herod, King Herod. They're thinking, oh, well, look at all the Christian things he's doing. Yeah, maybe he can even stop or restrict abortion. It doesn't matter. He hasn't stopped $500 million of our good hard-earned money paying to kill a third of a million babies this year. What the hell? He could walk it back because he's the president, damn it. You don't need to get one cent of my hard-earned, blood-earned money to kill another damn baby. If you do that, and you're a Christian, and you believe that this man is still a Christian, you're a fool. You're an idiot. And you're actually collaborating with child murder. And not just here. The Montreal Protocol, when it was signed off by Obama the first day he got in office, Trump's not stopping it. This money is going to go to all these foundations to make sure we fund abortions in Kenya, the home country of the abominator, Barack Obama. Which, by the way, his name, you know what his name means in Kenyan? Lightning fallen from heaven. His name actually means Satan. Did you know that? Barack Obama means lightning fallen from heaven in Kenyan. Wow. I mean, come on, man. If you're a Christian, haven't you been slapped across the face now and realized, like, whoa, you mean Trump might turn evil? Yeah. All of us have the potential to do evil. Jesus said to St. Peter, you will deny me three times. Look, Trump, you're hanging in the balance here, man. You're either going to listen to me and Pastor Butch by the day, or you're going to listen at the judgment seat. But you are going to listen, one way or the other.
Well, you know, we've seen he made many, many, many promises running for office. And he has kept a few of them. And it's a different issue, but important nonetheless. You know, he supposedly got us out of TPP, although now he's thinking about putting us back into TPP, which is violating another promise he made, and go back on his word. So I have to believe, Dr.
You're
going to
put us back in the Trans-Pacific Partnership thing?
That's what I've been reading.
Oh, my God. And then they'll rule over Americans and rule over our life and tell us, like a dictator,
sure,
it's above our government and our courts.
So I have to believe that somebody is controlling him for some reason. I don't know what the reason may be. I don't know how he could turn into that. But I have to believe somebody's controlling him at a level that is beyond what we know. And I've been told from other sources that are good sources that Trump has been bankrupt for a long time. He's been carried about by other people. I don't know. But that sure kind of looks that way.
Something vicious this way comes. And I can smell sulfur when I mention the name Trump. We mentioned people that we think are out of power, like Barack Obama. He's got a compound with Valerie Jarrett 3 miles from the White House with a big wall around it now. He's not out of power at all. In fact, he's the most likely candidate to become the head of the United Nations when the current director goes. He's behind the scenes actually engineering with media, such as, I think what has been one of the big media outlets is actually going to do a whole series with him. Barack Obama's name means lightning fallen from heaven. If you look at what he's done actually to America to destroy our economy and double our debt, destroy our military, screw up health care royally, and actually cause a lot of doctors to go bankrupt and outfits to not, and not fix health care, but kill a lot of people. In fact, that's why you have to understand that they actually had a treatment within Obamacare that actually includes the guillotine. Did you know that? Guillotine therapy is one of the things, only problem, it's a haircut, but the blade is set below your neck, below your chin.
Yeah.
Okay? That's right, it's called a real low haircut. Like, hey, we're going to take off some. Oh, yeah, the blade's a little low. Oh, that, don't worry, it won't hurt much. You'll just hear a sound, and all of a sudden your head will be spinning in the air. So here's what I would think Trump should do if he wants to be shown he's a Christian. Number one, he should have a half-hour fireside chat where he actually has real Christian leaders, not pseudo-Christian leaders. A lot of the people around him, to be honest with you, are Christian in appearance only. A real Christian is a sinner. Saved by grace. It's not a wonderful person that looks beautiful. That's why I call myself a warthog for God. Believe me, God said to me before he sent me back, he says, now, not if, but when you fall away with me because you said you'd be willing to give your soul over to save your fellows, when you do fall away from me, I will shake you and bring you back in a relationship. That's what he said to me before he sent me back at 8.5. Believe me, I fell away. I've given my testimony on the show. If you don't have a testimony, if you don't recognize people publicly, you're a sinner. If you don't use that to save other people so they develop a relationship with God, you're not a Christian. A Bible is not to gather dust on your coffee table, and it's not to be an entry point so you can swear over it when you go to a Masonic lodge, or other people swear on the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, or the Quran, or the words of Muhammad. It's not the Sefiat Zira or the Talmud of Babylon, a demonic document thought up by a bunch of Jewish rabbinical apostates that Jesus would call the synagogue of Satan. Okay? People need to start getting real. The church is in massive apostasy right now, which is why 78% of Christians, evil jellyfish, I call them, instead of evangelicals, they believe that this fool, Trump, is actually a Christian when he's not. Even if he stops abortion or cuts it, he has no Christian testimony. None. Now he can develop one. He can start getting a little repentant, having a little bit of a humility. I don't see humility in the man, do you?
No, I don't. Matter of fact, I heard him say one time he had nothing to repent of. I heard him say that. So
he said, I have nothing to repent of. I think, if you've got nothing to repent of, you know who has nothing to repent of completely?
Only one.
The devil. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law.
Yep. Yep.
Remember that guy who was that British agent? What was his name? MI5, MI6, or whatever. People need to start getting with it. Trump, we're watching you now by You're not going to get away with this. And evangelicals need to start pummeling with emails saying, don't strike Iran. Don't strike Syria. Don't strike Russia. We don't have any military defense. When the Russians say they have long-range hypersonic cruise missiles to take out America, and I want you to discuss this because you're familiar. I know personally Dmitry Dudamin. I traveled around the country when he was still alive before he died of renal failure. And I know his sons, okay, they still have a ministry here in America. Tell us about Dmitry and what he said. He was a Russian nuclear Navy guy. He came to America because of visions he had when he was literally working in the Russian Navy in the Soviet Union in the Black Sea. And God sent him to America while in renal failure to travel across the country and witness to Americans what's coming with egg-shaped cars and nukes and the cities going up in flames. Dmitry Dudamin literally backed up everything I've said that what's going to happen to America. If we start a war with Russia, 294 million Americans are going to die within hours, and the remaining 34 million, roughly, or whatever it is, will consume themselves. Only a tiny fraction will even survive the cannibalism of the new race of American super monsters. I call it, you know, Homo sapiens cannibalis, which Americans will become. Cannibals. So tell us about Dmitry.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that. For the last week or so, I've been offering some paperwork, filling a program, a packet of information on different issues. And Dmitry Dudamin's prophecies are one of the paper pieces of paper I was offering to the people in the packets. And he was given a vision back in 1996, in that area there, I think, he was given a vision about America. He woke up with a trumpet, and he said in the vision, he was in America. He said, I walked out of my home and began to look around to look for the one who had spoken to me. He said, looking for the voice, said, stand up. And the voice said, stand up. Uh-huh. And two of the men, he said, uh-huh. three men showed up all dressed alike, and two of them carried weapons. And one of them said, one of the armed men said, came to me and said, well, I woke you up to show you what is to come. He said, come with me. And he showed America being attacked by China, Russia, and the demise of America. After we go to a civil war, America is going to fall. And he said, this is what is prophesied for America. Now, I don't like to hear this. Nobody does. But the Russians are going to penetrate America. And they're going to be coming in through a place like Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. Now, these are what he's told to people. And what goes toward China and Russia will strike without warning. So when it happens, they're going to come quickly. So each of these things are coming together, and he said America either repent or perish. So America didn't repent. So obviously we're going to perish. And Dr. Beal, I don't like to hear this. I live in America. I mean, I was one time.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something shocking, even though you and I are Christians. And I basically came back from the dead, probably at birth, but 8 and a half, to serve God and save souls from eternal separation. That's why. And I told God I'd be willing to go back even and put myself in spiritual danger of annihilation. He said, because you have said this, and the only one who said this face to face to me was your ancestor Moshe, I will shake you when you fall away from me and bring you back in relationship. But I can tell you the first thing he showed me before I was supposed to go back, because I didn't want to go back from heaven, little boy. Heaven was great, man. This is fantastic. You know, no pain, no suffering, no violence, nothing. Wonderful. And he showed me high above the earth, 400 miles, and I'm in my little Johnny shirt with blood spattered on it. And here's the Father with a talus with blood spattered on it, pointing toward the earth. And I heard a voice behind him said, behold the voice of the seven thunders. I looked down, and the first time he pointed toward the earth with his middle finger and his index finger and his thumb over his fourth finger, and I could see the actual shimmering horizon as the sun was rising. He said, behold my blue sapphire jewel of the earth. And it looked like a blue sapphire because my family had been gemologists and goldsmiths for thousands of years. So I knew even at 8 and a half what a sapphire, blue sapphire was, and I said, whoa, it's beautiful. And then all of a sudden he said, behold, and I looked down, I saw fireballs rising off the earth everywhere, but especially over the lower 48 U.S. states. And I got all excited, hey, this is great, it's a light show, and he looked at me really angry, like, you don't get it, kid. And all of a sudden those fireballs turned into mushroom clouds. And I saw buildings falling like dominoes, and mothers slitting the throats of their children so they wouldn't live another day, and human cannibalism, and wild animals roving, wild dogs chewing people to pieces, and horrifying things. And I saw a shroud pulled across the horizon. I saw tsunamis striking the coast of the United States. And I saw cities invaded with troops and violence like you've never seen in any war on earth. There's never been a time as such the time is coming. And the problem is,
right.
And I can tell you what's coming here is, and I know this from my classified source facts, okay, that back on October 10th, 1993, I was praying face down in my bedroom, and God said, I'm going to send an angel. So he sent the angel Gabriel brought me to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. Now, he wouldn't tell me what the city was. In fact, he cracked jokes at me because I was so stupid. So he brought me through these classified facilities, through underground facilities and facilities making microchips and all kinds of stuff, including Russian rockets, made, by the way, Littleton, Colorado. Did you know that? Do you know the RD-80 rockets made in Littleton?
Is that right?
Isn't that wild? Yeah, I know more classified stuff than dozens of secret agents, okay? And I've said it on my show so people need to know. If you kill me, people might believe, say, well, why don't they just kill you, Deagle, if you're such a great guy? If they kill me, you might believe out there, you knuckleheads. I will speak louder from the grave than I can from the air. But let me tell you, what I see coming, I see a silent church. I see a president that won't listen. I see whoever's manipulating and controlling him now, if it's not the deep state, it's Lucifer himself. The man calls himself Apollyon Rising. He thinks he's going to resurrect Apollo, the god of Mars, our ancient colony, our ancient environment that we came from. And that's what this guy Trump thinks he is. Believe it or not. Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy. I'm going to get his Hand of Help ministry people on the program. It's handofhelp.com. And, of course, your website is, you can give your website address to Pastor Butch.
Sure.
And Pastor, when your show is on the air. Yeah.
It's PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. I air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, five nights a week. You can hear me on GCNLive.com, on their website, on the site. You can listen to us on shortwave on 6115. Some stations cross country carry us. You can listen on your phone at by calling Genesis, number of Genesis. Many, many ways you can listen, folks. You can listen to us on Facebook. We're all over there, all over YouTube, actually. So we're there trying to get the word out. But the Major Newman had a vision. This happened in September 1984. This is a vision he shared, and this is powerful. And I read it the first time. It's been a lot of years ago.
Right.
I didn't question him. I just want to say, well, let's see if it happens. A lot of things he's talking about are coming together right now. And he didn't mention three specific places in America that's going to burn. California, New York State, and Florida are all going to burn because he said this is Sodom and Gomorrah. These states are going to burn. That's what God told Dimitri. But Demetrius said something more that really got my attention when he said, well, what are you going to do with the church? And this was God's answer. He said, I want to save the church, but the church has forsaken me. This is God talking to Demetri. And Demetrius said, what do you mean? How did they forsake you, Lord? He said, they praise themselves. They build great cathedrals to themselves. They praise themselves. They honor themselves, but I don't get the honor. And their church is full of divorces and adultery. They're full of murdering unborn babies. They're full of homosexuals. The church has walked away from me. So I can't protect it. I will not save the church. I cannot protect the church. He said, because of sin, I've left some of the churches. I don't have anything to do with them. But he said, there are some maybe left that want to hear you. He told them to go out and cry aloud, so to speak, and spare not, and tell them to repent and walk in my word, in my spirit, or they'll be judged. And unfortunately, Dr. Beal, I see very few churches in America walking in his righteousness, preaching the whole gospel of Christ. I see very few. I see him preaching maybe a little bit of salvation. But the whole counsel of the Word of God is important. The law of God is too important. All this, well, he said, be ye holy as I'm holy. He said, walk as I walked. If we are not a holy people, he will not and cannot protect us. He won't do it.
Right.
And so we have to get the idea we can live like hell and go to heaven, folks. It just ain't going to happen. But when they were attacked, it's going to come through Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, and other countries are going to come up from the south. And they're going to come in, they're going to blow some things up. And Russia knows where our nuclear silos are. And America is going to burn. When this happens, they will hit the silos and the warehouses, and America is going to be burned. Now, that's prophesied Dimitri Newman. One more thing he said, there'll be a rising up from the midsection of America. There's going to be a civil war start. in the middle states. And folks, it's already starting. In towns like Deerfield, Illinois, they've actually outlawed guns. You're going to confiscate guns or charge you $1,000 a day if you don't turn them in. It's already starting in Florida. And yesterday, last night on news, Kasich from Ohio said we need to do some of these things. They're called red flag laws. If somebody turns you in and says you're nuts, they'll come take your guns. No warrant, no reason, no jail time.
Yeah, they'll have a wide range of what they call nuts. Now, do you know Broward County actually outlawed the hardening of schools with professional trained military and police personnel or trained teachers with proper courses? They actually voted 100% not to harden the schools like the school where this maniac Cruz actually killed all these kids and a teacher.
Yes.
Now, let me read just a part of this tract here that's from handofhelp.com from Dimitri. It says, "Wake up, America. America will soon be attacked. The angel showed me all of California, Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. All of this I have shown you in one day will burn. As the noise of the engines grew even louder, the man beside me turned to me and said, 'These are planes loaded with atom bombs. No one and nothing will be able to stop them.' 1984, after years of intense persecution, a Romanian pastor, Dimitri Dudeman, was thrown out of his country for smuggling Bibles into Romania and Russia. With the help of American consulate, Dimitri and his family came to America." So Dimitri, by the way, I know personally, he was in renal failure when he actually traveled in the country. Imagine the minister dying in renal failure in his last breath trying to tell us to save us from a nuclear holocaust. And here is Trump ready to hit the button, like he says to Kim Jong-un, "I have a bigger button and it works." Yes, fool, you have a bigger button, but it's the biggest button is your damned ego. When you call yourself a Apollyon Rising, you think you're going to recolonize Mars and terraform it? You think you're literally the savior of Earth? No, you're going to be like Herod Agrippa, and if you behead Syria like beheading John the Baptist, you shall be rejected fully by Jesus and his followers that are truly saved, and the ones that don't think they're going to get raptured out of here before it gets real bad. You're fools, and you will die in a thermonuclear holocaust. That's what's coming to America. Thus saith the Lord. It's not my opinion, by the way. This is going to get really ugly, and that's why I hear Trump backing off now after Mattis made the statement at the table yesterday. And guess what, Trump? You need to properly check this. The White Hats put out a false statement here. We know the Russians. We know in 2013, 2014, not only the United Nations, but our Pentagon proved that he had no bombs. And one of the few things that Barack Obama did correctly was hand it over to an independent body to remove all the chemical weapons, which Russia oversaw. And now we're saying we want to go to war with Russia? Why do you think they pulled back their navy and their ships from Latakia? They're getting ready for a great big shooting war with missiles. They can have one destroyer in the Black Sea. All our ships will disappear, and all our military bases will disappear in a nuclear vapor cloud. You idiots out there, and you, Trump, you are a blithering, demonically energized moron if you don't listen. Well, if you don't listen now, damn it, you're going to listen at the judgment seat.
Yes, you are. And you bear the picture of Trump and Saudi Arabia leader standing over a glowing orb of
Do you know what that glow orb is called? It's called a Palantir.
There you go. Okay.
And you know what that actually stands for? The all-seeing eye. Did you know they launched what's called the artificial intelligence through this robot, Sophia? And actually, the AI system is the virtual world project. Are you familiar with it?
I am.
Now, I know more than any other human being has ever drawn witchcraft.
That was witchcraft. I mean, that's what they're practicing.
Of course it is. But it's also digital witchcraft. You know, the primary note of that witchcraft is at Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base underground, 2 miles underground. You know array of the Cray 5 gallium arsenide quantum computers, one gallium arsenide can compute what 100,000 Cray 4 supercomputers could do. I walked through the Cray 4 array on July 10th, 1994. And you know that when I'd walked through it previously, 9 months to the day with the angel through the same place he brought me through the flesh, 9 months later once I got above top secret clearance. So I got to tell you right now, people, I'm not speaking as just Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm speaking as Prophet Dr. Bill Deagle, who's saying to you, repent for the day is near. Repent because this is the end of the game. And when Trump is saying he's going to strike, and he may not strike now, he may not ever, the moment he strikes, or some future president, or if it's not him, strikes, is the end of America. In fact, 2 centuries from now, if there is a remnant of population left on the earth, they won't even believe you that the legend that there was a nation called America, they'll think you're making up a joke.
Yeah.
They won't even believe that America ever existed. That's how bad the destruction will be.
Well, the hammer of the whole earth is America, and we know the judgment on that prophecy of end time Babylon, so to speak. We know what's coming on that. We see it happening. We see Sodom and Gomorrah being. I mean, the people, this nation is turning into Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't care what you say. When the church is silent about something as blatantly evil as homosexuality and other perversion, when the church won't speak up, we are Sodom and Gomorrah.
A month ago, God gave me the repetition of the second phase of the Joseph prophecy, because all the Ephraimites, all the Scottish, Irish, British, Germans, whatever, all Ephraimites, all the Jews are descendants of Ephraim, okay, the Ephraimites, of the Ephraim and Manasseh. And the Joseph prophecy was 7 fat years. We have 7 fat years ahead of us, and what God has prophesied, an overlaying of that prophecy, that Trump has already promised to rebuild the Jewish temple, and with his evil son-in-law and his evil daughter, they're actually planning to do this, which is an abomination that desolates, because the blood sacrifice that has to be sanctified on Sukkot is the abomination that desolates. And now he's promised, before he was even elected, he's going to rebuild it before even 2020 elections. That means that this man is going to oversee the setting up of the Muslim caliphate on the Mount of Olives in conjunction with the Pope and the United Nations. He's already agreed to it. He's already agreed to build a temple and start the blood sacrifice, which means they don't accept the blood sacrifice of Jesus. They want the sacrifice of animals, and they want to give Abrahamic territory to...
We are watching the fulfillment of prophecy right now.
Exactly. When you see the man standing in against that wailing wall, which is the temple of Antonius, it's not the place where, as I say, Josephus said, the temple was so destroyed, you would never know there was a building ever there. It's at the springs of Gihon below the eastern gate. What we're seeing happen right now is right out of the book of the Bible, and it's the book of Revelation asks the questions. The answers are in Daniel and the other ancient books of the Bible of the major and minor prophets, including Moshe and the Pentateuch. We're there. The 7 fat years are here, and I am very grieved and hoping and praying that Trump becomes a real-life Christian boy and not the beast. But he's adding a lot of points on the marker scale, saying, yes. Oh my gosh, have we now seen the rising of the beast, the final president?
Amen.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.